My kitchen is painted yellow because yellow is the color of sunshine and of joy, and because yellow is my favorite. It's never quite as clean as I want it to be in here. As I stand in the after-bedtime quiet, my eyes follow a trail of red dirt footprints across this floor that is supposed to be white, and tears of gratitude begin to well. My mind fills with beloved memories. So many memories that are held here. This kitchen, this is where I serve. Many days, this kitchen is where I live. The window above the sink looks out over the backyard, all the way to the garden, where the corn climbs high and children hide among sunflowers and sugarcane stalks. It looks out at the mango tree that my girls often hang from, all happy and limbs flailing as I pretend I am not worried that they will fall. I have a baker's dozen I call my own, little girls who are turning into young women more rapidly than I would like, each one knit into our family by the impossibly beautiful, impossibly hard miracle of adoption. I stand at this window sometimes for what feels like the majority of the day, and wash dishes and rinse vegetables for dinner and sing worship. The back door is next to the sink, and children trail in and out, their endless questions and loud laughter and muddy footprints filling our home with joy. It sounds rather magical, doesn't it? It can be. And sometimes it isn't. Children bicker, and this mama loses her temper, and the bread burns in the oven and things can unravel quite quickly. These counters nicked and crumb-covered, the sink one side piled high with drying dishes, they could tell some stories. They've seen my joy as I gaze out the window at my laughing brood and raise my soapy hands high in praise. They've seen tears fall in defeat over seemingly helpless situations, as I peel a pile of potatoes and recite psalms to calm my heart. They've heard my tongue zing words of exasperation as another child yells playfully through the house, and my whispered repentance later as I beg God to make me into the mother I long to be. These yellow walls have held late-night laughter with dear friends and early morning remorse over broken dreams. They've witnessed confessions and achievements and the prayers of so many aching hearts, including mine. This kitchen is where I returned in defeat, the night I came home without the 4-year-old foster daughter I had fought for. Sweet friends gathered around my daughters and me to make supper, and their silent labors meant more than words. I remember our first Thanksgiving prepared in this kitchen. My mom pulling the stuffing out of the oven, kids dancing, happy, and people, oh, so many people, spilling joy to fill this small space. Here we've played too loud music and danced as we washed piles upon piles of dishes. Here I've set foster babies on counters next to casseroles for neighbors. Here in this same kitchen, I've stood exhausted in the wee morning hours to whisk high-calorie milk for people clinging to life, and I've cried out for Jesus to save them. I stand here and let the memories flood my heart. In my mind's eye, I see little ones sitting on counters, watching me bake and eagerly waiting to stick their fingers into whatever it is I'm concocting. I hear the pitter-patter of little feet over the bubbling of the coffee pot, in the excited voice of my littlest as she announces that the chicks have popped in the first light of the morning, and I feel the way God's mercy has washed over me in this place. I see hundreds of cooking lessons, little bodies crowded around a big pot, eager for their chance to measure, to pour, to stir. I see birthday cakes, so many birthday cakes, frosted and decorated with butterflies and flowers. I smell whole wheat bread, warm and rising in this oven daily, and I marvel at how He has been our daily bread.